and below what economists had been expecting. The October jobs report comes out tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
The Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt still holds secrets, it appears, as a research team has discovered a large previously unknown void within that 4,500-year-old structure. Using a method sort of like an X-ray, they found the hidden area that they say is about 100 feet long and inaccessible, probably sealed off when the pyramid was being constructed. The CIA is releasing new files from the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan, and an online rundown of the files includes a 228-page personal journal from the terrorist leader. Navy SEALs killed bin Laden when they raided that compound in May of 2011. A man behind bars in California after he was found naked in a stolen U-Haul truck. Jason Campadonia has that story.
Witnesses started calling the cops early Wednesday after seeing the naked guy yelling and laughing by himself inside a truck in National City. Apparently, the guy was in the driver's seat around 3 a.m. and just lost it. 49-year-old was found by officers on N Avenue near 20th Street, and when they tried talking to him, the screaming just got louder. He was taken into custody shortly after. It's unclear if the guy was on drugs.
And a new beer that costs $200 a bottle is illegal in a dozen states. The Sam Adams Utopia Brew has an alcohol content of 28%, which is nearly three times the legal limit in many states. And reminding you again, we're online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you should be using Google Posts for your small business. I'll have 6 tips on how you can use Facebook Live to market your business, 10 tips for boosting holiday sales this season, and 5 ways you can attract millennials to your business. It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington, in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, it's time to check the weather. Current check shows it's 66, sunny, beautiful degrees at 12:06. The forecast shows today it's going to be warmer with periods of clouds and sun, a high of 74 and a low of 56. For tomorrow, we're going to have fog early, then warmer temperatures and some clouds with a high of 73 and a low of 41. Saturday, it'll be cooler with clouds and sun and a high of 59, a low of 49. And for Sunday, it'll be cloudy with drizzle throughout the day, a high of 66 and a low of 46. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 1.36 to 23,435.09. The NASDAQ down 24.26 to 6692.25. S&P 500 down 5.44 to 2573.92. Oil is up 5 cents to $54.35 per barrel. Gold up $2.70 to $1,280 per ounce. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad that you could join me as we get together every Thursday at this time and talk about issues affecting businesses large and small. And there are plenty of them lately to go around, so we'll get into that in just a few minutes. Just a reminder that if you're currently listening at www.HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, well, that means you're probably near a computer. And you probably have access to your Facebook account by opening up a new URL. So we're going to ask you a favor. We want you to open up your Facebook page and then like our program's Facebook page, which is called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow that page. You'll get updates midweek on what's going to happen on the program as well as anything that affects business during the week. We will also share that with you as well. Sometimes it may have to do with something coming out of Washington. Other business news right now, there's a lot of talk about tax reform and what impact that may have on business. So we'll be glad to share that information with you. And of course, at this time of the program, we always start our show with what we call the business quote of the week. This time, and this can come from anybody. It can come from somebody who's famous in business. It can come from movie stars, athletes, you name it. It could be, you know, from me. But this week it comes from Gordon Ramsay, the celebrity chef, host of Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares. He owns several restaurants. If you look at my personal Facebook page, you'll see that my profile picture is of myself and Gordon when I was at his restaurant in Las Vegas. And he stopped by our table and spoke with my son and I for about 10 minutes. So we were very pleased with that, took the picture, and that's been my profile picture for years. I really like his approach. And a lot of people say he's nasty, he's cruel, he's rude, but it's that demand for excellence that pushes him to be that way. So his quote was very simple. The minute you start compromising for the sake of massaging somebody's ego, that's it. Game over. I want you to think about that for just a second. You know, when you watch his programs and somebody may be cooking asparagus or something, and they're not paying attention. There's a certain amount of time that the asparagus has to be in the pan. You take it out 10 seconds too early or 10 seconds too late, it's ruined. You're compromising. You're changing things. You know, if you sacrifice quality to get the job done on time, then you're compromising. And why would you do that? You know, hold yourself and your employees and your standards to a much higher level. And I think that's, you know, what he's getting at there when he says, the minute you start compromising for the sake of massaging somebody's ego, that's it. Game over. I would much rather call the customer and say, I'm going to be a day late and get the job done and get it done right, than rush things through, take a couple of shortcuts, and hope that they don't notice it. So whatever you do, don't compromise your quality so that you can, you know, make somebody else feel better. And don't do it with your employees either. You know, if you have a certain level of quality that you're expecting, don't ever let them do anything less. You know, at the end of the show, I always end the program with a quote from my father. I'll say it again here. When he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. And, you know, live by that, because that's your whole business's reputation is based on that. And once you let that slip, there goes your business. That's it. Game over. This week's quote by Gordon Ramsay. All right, so six quick. This is it's kind of funny that I would start the show with this particular story, because every week I always start the show usually on Facebook Live, and I do my whole intro on Facebook Live. I get people interested in the program, and then they usually switch over and listen online. So this story is called Six Quick Tips to Use Facebook Live to Market Your Business. I'm going to add a seventh tip to that, and that would be bring your cell phone with you so that you can actually record your Facebook Live episode. So Facebook Live is an easy way to engage with your social media followers and make a big impact with live videos. Facebook Live is an easy way to use live video to market your small business because your customers are already on Facebook. So to receive updates and news from their friends and pages they follow, your business needs to have a strong presence on the social media platform. Facebook Live can make a big impact and boost your engagement with followers. A live video works best when adequate preparation and organization are involved. Your business could utilize this feature to demo a product or a service that you provide, conduct a Q&A session, hold a discussion with other experts, or give a virtual tour or open house of your facility. Now, to prepare to go live, you just have to follow a few simple steps to ensure the effectiveness of your video. The first thing you want to know is determine your topic. There's nothing worse than when someone goes on Facebook Live and they just ramble. You know, idle thoughts, they're walking down Main Street, they have their phone out, and they're just talking into their phone. Oh, look, it's a beautiful day. And, oh, look, there's a bird. Oh, look, a squirrel. I don't care. If you're going to take my time and you're going to want me to watch your video, have something of substance that I'll be interested in. So what do you want to talk about with your followers? How can you structure your topic to include a description from you as well as a chance for a response from your viewers? So make sure to approach your video as a conversation and not as a monologue. Last week, I watched Larry Winget do one of these, and he got on, starting out, you know, the first 2 minutes, everybody's logging in because he told everybody he'd be on at around 4 o'clock. And so everybody's, you know, logging in and opening up and watching, and then he would acknowledge certain people. And then he goes, all right, here's what I'm here to talk about. And for the next 5 or 10 minutes, he just went into, this is what's going on, this is what I think you need to do, you know, go do it. But not idle ramblings. I don't think that serves anybody, including yourself. And then if you do stuff like that, there's a good chance that the next time you go live, people aren't going to tune in. Determine your time frame. Now, how long do you want to run your video? A video that's too short may not give enough viewers time to log in and post their questions. But a video that's too long can lose viewer interest or even discourage viewers from checking out your other videos. In order to keep your viewers interested for the right amount of time, some professional advise not to exceed 2 minutes in length, depending on your topic. And then finally, announce your video. Well, not finally, but announce your video ahead of time. Now, typically, just before the show, I'll say, hey, going live in 10 minutes. You know, this way, that shows up in my news feed. It shows up in my friends' news feeds. And then, oh, you know, Jim's doing his show preview today, and I'll get a lot of people tuning in because of that. So announce your video ahead of time. Monica Guzman, who's a professional coach, also will say, I'm going live tonight at 8 o'clock. And she may post that at 4, at, you know, 6 in the morning. So now you know, Monica's coming on at 8. Do I want to tune in? Do I have the time? You know, and then she may send out a reminder, going live in 2 hours. And then it kind of gets you set. So, okay, I really want to pay attention to what she's saying. So let me tune in at that time. So to get the maximum number of viewers, you should determine which time generally has the most activity from your Facebook followers. Are more of your followers able to view a video after work, on weekdays, on the weekends? You should know your audience. Now, when you announce your upcoming video, give your followers the date and the time as well as the topic of your video. For example, you could say, join me at 4:30 p.m. this Wednesday, September 4th, as I talk about with fitness expert Angelo Rodriguez about his new workout routine. Now, you've given him the who, the what, the where. You know, now it's up to them to figure out, you know, should they join you. So, again, you announce the time, you announce the date, you announce the why, and you're there. Also, you want to create a flexible plan. Now, while you want to stay on topic and accomplish your live video's goals, don't just read straight from a script or spend too much time looking down at note cards. Familiarize yourself with your discussion, but allow your video room to adjust your viewers' interaction and questions. So prepare an outline and let your natural speech fill in your various points of discussion. Your followers want to see your integrity. You also want to choose a location to shoot your video. Now, while you may want to shoot your video wherever is most convenient for you, your followers might not be able to see you well. So make sure you choose a spot with good lighting and no excessive background noise. And you want to strive for smooth transitions. Your video should open with a quick introduction that leads right into your topic. So get to your point quickly and then ask for questions or address any comments or questions that you've seen already. Close your video by leaving your viewers with a quick reminder or a call to action. You can thank your participants later in a follow-up status. Facebook Live should be used in addition to your other social media tactics, but add this into your regular posting mix along with photos, shared content, and industry-related tips. Keeping your followers interested and engaged is key to creating ongoing personalized connections and brand awareness for your business. So make sure that, again, video seems to be the most engaging way to deal with, or to connect, rather, with your customers. What we're seeing more and more of is that people may not read your post, but they will watch a quick video. They may not read a newsletter, but they will watch a quick video. So you want to try to incorporate more and more video into your social media, whether it's on Facebook, on Twitter, or anything else. So something to look into, and so simple and easy to do. Don't make it harder than it actually is. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We're up on our first break, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, and glad you could join me for yet another Thursday edition of Taking Care of Business. And there's a couple things that I want to talk about today. The next story that we're going to go over is a couple of tips to help you boost your online sales this holiday season. But before we do that, I want to talk about something happening tonight. Very proud to be a part of and looking forward to being with, and that is the Safe and Sound fundraising dinner, which will be happening tonight at the Stone House in Watchung. I get to MC the event or co-MC the event with Kip Bateman, and it's our job basically to get people interested enough and willing enough to open their wallets and make donations, with the goal being to raise $50,000 tonight. This Safe and Sound is a great program. It used to be called the Resource Center of Somerset. It's for people who are victims of domestic abuse, both men and women, who feel like there's no way out. And when they finally make the call to Safe and Sound, it basically is just what the title says. It's a place where they can be safe. And it provides so many services, both, you know, predominantly to women and children, but there are men out there that find themselves in abusive relationships. So I've been working on some of my talking points for tonight, and I think part of them will be the situation that's happening in Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein and things like that. And the one quote that really got me was this weekend when Ashley Judd mentioned that she too had been abused or nearly abused by Harvey Weinstein. And she said that listening to others tell their stories helped her find her voice in this topic. And I love that those three words, find her voice. Because so many women that find themselves in abusive situations don't feel that they have a voice, don't feel that they can find that voice. And hopefully tonight we'll raise some money to be able to create more awareness of the programs that are available at Safe and Sound and help women and men to find their voice and hopefully get the help that they need. So looking forward to emceeing that tonight. Little upset that I have to miss the final home game for Bridgewater Raritan High School. I normally I've been announcing those football games for 34 years. I think in all 34 years, if I've missed five games, it's a lot. But it's a rare Thursday night game, and unfortunately, the Safe and Sound fundraiser fell on the same night. And you know, I wanted to make sure that I had the time to take care of the folks at Safe and Sound. All right. Now, how can you boost holiday sales? Here we are. We flipped the calendar yesterday, and now all of a sudden we're into November. There's just about 64 days left until Christmas. It's time to really, if you're not already doing it, you're already behind the eight ball, but now is the time. You have to start thinking, what are you going to be promoting as we get into the holiday sales rush? Is there a particular product? Is there or service that your business offers that now is the time that you want to capitalize on? And if Home Depot can put Santa Claus displays up on October 1st, then why can't you be talking about holidays in November, in the beginning of November? So 10 tips to help you boost online sales this holiday season. So internet retailers, the successful ones, bring in significant business and online sales just in time for the holidays. Now, with holiday preseason shopping in full swing, you may want to take a close look at your online sales strategy. With attention to product offerings and customer service and a little digital elbow grease, you could see your online sales rise sharply. And I want to just stop for a second, because if you don't have an online sales presence, you still have a social media presence. You still have potentially a newsletter presence, which, although it may not be an online store, will educate your potential customers on what you're trying to sell. And this was the case with Door El Door. The clothing retailer recently hit $1 million in net online sales after 3 years of paying attention to the digital details. Door El Door started in 2003 with one brick-and-mortar location in Lower Manhattan and now has seven stores throughout New York and New Jersey, as well as a thriving online marketplace. In this technological time, if you're not moving forward quickly, you'll stall, says Elliot Desjmal, who's the co-owner of Door El Door. Traffic is hard to drive, so it pays to find smart ways to drive it. When you do attract customers, keep them coming back with unique products and excellent customer service. With e-commerce eroding brick-and-mortar retail, it's important for retailers to learn how to effectively compete in the digital marketplace, believes Steve Miley, who's the Vice President of Client Services at innovation agency Tallwave. The company helps companies build their digital sales. Brands that make the online user experience as easy and smooth as possible and create reasons for customers to return gain a competitive edge, Miley says. Here, Desjmal and Miley and other digital retail experts weigh in on how you can help boost your online sales this holiday season. The first thing they say to do is to partner with others to drive online sales traffic. Piggyback with partners that can help you scale quickly, suggests Desjmal. His company partnered with ShopTeaks, an online marketplace for women's clothing and home decor that was founded by CEO Ogul Vidashiva. It now serves as a platform for shops throughout the world. ShopTeaks hosts our online website, handles logistics, and ensures we're utilizing all of the new technology, says Desjmal. With such synergistic relationships, you can potentially create a never-ending wheel of innovation that continues to drive business your way. Regardless of your differentiator, know the one thing that makes you different and be excellent at that one thing. Don't try to be all things to all people. Find what's in your wheelhouse, what you're great at, and promote the hell out of that. Small retailers spending the majority of their time in-store don't usually have the capabilities or staff to focus on innovating their digital experience, says Vidashiva. Make it easier to discover new products and build customer relationships by finding partners to help with things like logistics, like negotiating with shipping providers, finding the fastest way to ship product internationally, and optimizing the checkout flow. Two, you want to make offering superior customer service paramount. Always remember that customers choose to shop with you, so it's important to do everything possible to keep them returning. Each customer interaction is bound to be different, so whatever you do, it's important that customers leave the interaction feeling better. You want to also go above and beyond for customers. Desjmal says that they always accept late return requests or reorder for customers if they reach out, he says, and we ship orders out the same day. Quick shipping is the new normal, thanks to Amazon. Your business will suffer if you aren't able to deliver that to customers. Number three, you want to ensure a seamless mobile experience. Now, when developing your e-commerce strategy, consider focusing on developing an effective, safe m-commerce platform, suggests Matthew Katz, who's the CEO and founder of Verify, a payment management and protection company. The younger tech-savvy generation continues to look for and expects frictionless, easy ways to conduct purchases via mobile. Mobile is a fast-growing channel that's here to stay, agrees Monica Eaton Cardone, who's an e-commerce expert who has co-founded a number of companies. Aim for a seamless online experience, she says. A non-responsive mobile website can cause shopping cart abandonment to skyrocket. Customers also expect to easily move between various channels. Make cross-channel interaction as simple as possible, she says. Failing to do so is no different than putting barriers in front of a physical store to stop customers from entering. You also want to personalize the online sales experience for your customers. Brands can't rely on customer loyalty like they used to. Customers return to the merchants that offer a personalized experience, she says. They want to see the kinds of products they typically shop for, as well as new recommendations based on their prior history. Fifth, you want to incorporate discovery shopping on your website. Consider using discovery shopping as part of your holiday sales strategy, suggests Andrew Blackman, who's the COO of Top Hatter, a mobile marketplace where shoppers compete in 90-second auctions. Many customers don't know exactly what they want and are looking for inspiration, says Blackman. We've seen this on Top Hatter, where more than 90% of the 3 million purchases each month are, quote, discovered, meaning there's no search query before a purchase. The experience is more like a treasure hunt. You also want to supplement your online sales with engaging content. So consider adding interesting content to your website. The content can be designed to attract customers and sell them on your products. Increase online sales by publishing articles and videos featuring the best gifts in different categories, suggests Eaton Cardone. For example, best gifts under $50, best gifts for techies, and best gifts for teens. Also consider informative content that takes a subtler sales approach, such as history lessons, how-to guides, and project or craft ideas. Seven, you want to continually offer your customers new products. Customers are constantly searching for something new, so Door-L-Door adds new products, not monthly, not weekly, but daily. So to come up with ideas for new items, listen to your customers and your employees and their instincts, says Desjmal, and be willing to test new products. Remember that you just need one or two winners to pay for 10 mistakes. Adding new products daily can help inspire customers to return on a regular basis, which will increase online sales. Customers learn that there's something new to discover on your site every day, Vidashiva says. I suggest allocating a few minutes each morning to add five products to your e-store. Number eight, you want to also compete with your bigger competitors. Given that Amazon is likely your number one competitor, it pays to ask yourself why a customer would buy something on your site rather than the online retail giant. It could be that you're selling unique products simply not available on Amazon, as is the case with Door-L-Door. Maybe you have differentiated pricing through a competitive advantage, or your brand and point of view set you apart. Regardless of your differentiator, know the one thing that makes you different and be excellent at that one thing. You also want to reorder quickly. Desjmal has found online sales success by initially buying small quantities of products and seeing which ones hit success quickly. If a product sells fast on the first day, I immediately place a reorder to fulfill all the demand I can, he says. And number 10, persistence, persistence, persistence. Keep at it. It might sound cliche, but this is important to remember above all, says Desjmal. In the wake of reaching 1 million in online sales, keep trying until you succeed. If you have that mentality, there's nothing to stop you or your business from coming out on top. Retail is a never-ending process that you can always keep improving. So there's some great tips. And again, I think there's a lot that are applicable, whether you have an e-commerce site or whether you're just a brick-and-mortar store, but you need to get the word out to your customers and potential customers that you're here, you're open for business, and here's what you have to offer. And again, I like that other point about putting something out there daily. Keep it fresh, because if people keep coming to your website and they see the same old thing, after a while they're just going to think there's no reason for them to come back to your site. So keep it fresh. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about five tips to attract the millennials to your small business. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Since 9/11, the Department of Justice has made fighting terrorism its top priority.
And 2 days after a deadly terrorist attack using a truck in New York City, Attorney General Jeff Sessions adds,
our goal is not to just catch terrorists, but to prevent them from striking us.
President Trump wants the man who carried out the terror attack that killed 8 to be put to death, Sessions saying only he'll be facing justice. The man who opened fire at a Walmart in Colorado last night, killing 3 people, has been captured by SWAT officers in Westminster, Colorado. He'd been hiding in an apartment. Republicans have just begun outlining their tax cut plan on Capitol Hill. A fact sheet just released says it would cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20% while reducing some individual tax rates. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. I'm Jim Gano, your host, the owner of Crown Trophy, Crown Custom Apparel, and Crown Signs, located right here in Flemington in the Staples Shopping Center. So glad you could join me. Don't forget to join us next week. We have the Hunterdon County Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. That's going to be happening over at the Next Level Arena. So I have to determine right now. The game plan is I will have a radio show if we get set up in time. If not, then we'll probably punt and do a rewind. But for right now, plan on the fact that there will be a show. So before the break, I mentioned that the teaser for the upcoming story was 5 tips to attract millennials to your small business. And depending on the business that you have, you could say that, well, my product is more, my demographic is 40 to 55. That's fine. But do you want to sell that product to the millennials? Now, if you're a girdle shop, if there is still a girdle shop, that may not be applicable. But certain products have broad use across many age groups. How do you get the millennials to come and shop with you? Now, the millennial generation represents 1/4 of the U.S. population. So here's how you should market your business to this important audience. The millennial generation, which is defined as young adults born between 1980 and 2000, are ready to buy. There are 80 million millennials in America, according to Forbes, with $200 billion in annual buying power. Now, it probably goes without saying that your business should be paying attention to this important audience of potential customers. Millennials are digital natives who prefer accessing products without ownership, which means they like to rent a car instead of buying it, rent an apartment instead of buying a home, and technology is the driving force in their lives. Grabbing their attention isn't easy, but it should be part of the marketing strategy for every company, no matter how big or small. So here are 5 tips that will guide you and your business to reach millennials and turn them into loyal customers. The first thing you want to do is to create a social buzz. Now, the number of hours millennials spend online is more than the sum of all other places they can be. A study has revealed that 90% of young adults are active on social media, and 1/3 prefer to interact with businesses through social media. Millennials' lives are driven by social, not just for friendship, entertaining, and chatting. These platforms directly or indirectly influence their purchase decisions, too. So it's crucial for small businesses to create a social buzz. Get your social media accounts ready on platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and then actively manage your brand through these platforms with an aim to capture the attention of millennials and to win their trust. Number two, you want to get an app and stay connected. Millennials spend as much as 90 hours a month on smartphone apps alone, making them one of the key marketing tools for small and big businesses alike. In fact, smartphone apps have quietly become part of the lives of millennials. Apps carry immense potential to grow businesses with online and e-commerce transactions, repeated visits from users, push promotions, and other mobile marketing techniques. Your small business simply can't afford to have a presence on, or to not have a presence on smartphones. Getting an app for your business will make it future-ready and allow you to stay connected with your loyal audience. You also want fast and secure payment methods. That's not an exaggeration to say that smartphones are the handheld wallets of millennials. This generation is always on the go, has access to more than one mobile device, and prefers to use real-time methods of payment. So to lure millennials, your small business should enhance their experience with fast, secure, convenient, and streamlined mobile payment methods. You also want to launch a loyalty program. Now, it's true that tech-savvy millennials pick brands by choice, and they are loyal to the brands they've chosen. But since millennials are smart buyers, they will switch to another brand if it helps save a few bucks without compromising quality. A study by Yes Lifecycle Marketing revealed that compared to other generations, millennials will stick with a brand because of its loyalty rewards at about 22% and company reputation at about 15%. So channelizing your efforts to launch a compelling loyalty program for your small business would definitely give you an advantage. And going back to what we talked about earlier in the program, you want to be publishing digital videos. ComScore has found that millennials prefer watching digital videos over traditional TV, and YouTube remains their preferred video platform. Another study by Contently shows that 80% of millennials rely on videos to make purchase decisions. So don't underestimate the importance of video marketing to reach your audience. You should consider launching a YouTube channel for your small business and then publish engaging, content-driven videos to attract millennials to your brand. So, again, you have to work with the millennials, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, the way they want to do business. And a couple years ago at the Crown Trophy summer meeting, there was a panel discussion. I was on the panel, and they asked everybody, you know, are you marketing on Facebook or social media platforms? And if so, why? And there were four other gentlemen up there. All four said no, they weren't doing it, and that they didn't believe in it, and that they didn't, you know, think that they had to, and they didn't know what to do. And I said, yeah, I do it, and we do it every day. We do Facebook, we do LinkedIn, we do Instagram, we do Twitter, and they're all looking at me like, what are you doing? And the point that I made and really drives home is that the millennials, if they're in their 20s now, are probably getting to the age where they're about to get married, or they are married, they're about to have kids, or they have kids. And in about 5 years, they're going to need the products that we sell. Very simply, they may need awards for T-ball teams and things like that. They may need apparel for their teams. They may need signs for the outfields. So it's better for me to get to them now, let them know who I am, where I am, and what I do, so that when they actually have to make that purchasing decision, they know where to go first. Same thing with your business. You have to be marketing, not just on a broad scale, but targeted marketing for the particular age groups. There's different types of marketing. You know, a person who's 55 or 60 may not have, you know, all the bells and whistles on their smartphone, or may not know how to use them. And so video content may not be useful for them. So you stick to direct mail pieces. This is the kind of dynamic that's working in marketing right now. All right, there's a couple of small business scams that are out now, and they get worse seemingly as the holidays approach. So I wanted to bring them to your attention as things that you need to avoid. The first, and this has been going on for years. It seems that they sometimes get more sophisticated as they go. But ultimately, the goal here is that you don't become a victim of online scams or telemarketing fraud. So here are six, and there's plenty others out there. But again, if it doesn't sound right, it's probably not right, and it's best just to hang up. So watch out for the warning signs of these common scams. Now, anyone can fall prey to a scam, whether they're online or over the phone. So to help you stay alert and protect yourself from becoming a victim of fraud, here are some of the most common small business scams to avoid. The first is the IRS fraud scam. Now, this scam has been circulating through phone systems for many years, which is why it's so important to educate yourself and your employees on how the IRS operates. Phone scammers pose as the IRS to obtain personal information, such as credit card or social security numbers. The real IRS reaches out to the taxpayer via the U.S. Postal Service first, and they never threaten you with legal action. They also won't say, get a debit card for $200 and mail it to a particular address. So if someone calls you up saying they're from the IRS, you can bet it's a fraud. The second is fake invoices. Now, these usually come in the form of invoices with a state insignia saying you owe another fee if you registered as a corporation or an LLC. Other times you may receive fake invoices for business listings, advertisements, web domain renewals, or office supplies that you didn't order. Always hang on to your billing statements and other important documents to keep tabs on all of your purchases. Malware and phishing emails. Phishing is fraudulent practice of sending emails that look like they're from legitimate companies in order to obtain personal information. These emails can also contain malware, software that is intended to either damage or destroy computer systems through viruses. If you receive an email with a suspicious subject line, such as password check required immediately or security alert from an unknown party, do not open it. Directory listings is another one. This is another popular scam that targets small business owners and their phone calls from fake consultants that tell the victim there is a problem with their Google, Yahoo, or Bing listings and that it can be resolved for a fee. This is a common ploy to obtain credit card information, so updating your business listing information on Google, Manta, and others does not cost money. It's something you can do yourself. there's also the loan robocalls. Scammers are well aware that many small business owners at one time or another have had to work with banks to create payment plans for business loans. Therefore, robocalls often inundate small business owners with offers that are too good to be true, such as lowering your interest rates. They can also use online loan applications to obtain your trust and convince you to give them your personal information. And finally, tech support calls. This last scam is probably the most sophisticated because it targets anyone who owns a computer. In many cases, the caller will claim to be from Microsoft or the Global Privacy Enforcement Network. They will claim that your email account has been hacked, or they will offer to fix a problem that doesn't even exist on your computer for a charge. Some will even threaten to take legal action if you don't respond. Computer companies will not reach out to you to inform you of an issue with your system. Scammers are getting more sophisticated and harder to catch. Education and awareness are key to keeping your business and employees protected. If you are ever in doubt, just remember to never give out your credit card information or social security numbers over the phone to a suspicious caller. If someone claims you owe them money, always ask them to send you a billing statement in the mail and then check your statements to see if something doesn't add up. So, again, there are a ton of different scams out there. And sometimes it's for money. Sometimes it's for information. Hey, give me your credit card. I'll take care of this right now. I probably get close to 4 or 5 calls per day that you know is some kind of a scam. And at that point, we just tell our staff, just hang up. Because it's just not worth the time, effort, or energy that we're going to put into it. And as soon as I say to somebody, okay, that sounds good, put it, you know, send me something in the mail, very often they just hang up and nothing ever happens. We never seem to get that letter in the mail. I'm going to take an early break here, about 2 or 3 minutes early, because when I come back, I got a story about flex time. This was very popular in the 80s. But now it seems to be coming back, and is it time to offer flex time to your employees? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business, you lucky dog, you, right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and been doing the program now for about 6 years. Absolutely love it. Look forward to Thursdays and getting together with you, discussing issues affecting businesses. And one issue that's coming up and that could be affecting businesses, we're in a time in the employment cycle where employment is low. It's like 4.3% nationally. And there's been a lot of talk in businesses saying that you just can't find good qualified employees anymore. People will apply. They look good on an interview situation. And then when they actually get in the job, you find out that they're lazy slugs and they don't really want to do the work. So it's hard to find quality employees. And when you do have quality employees, it's almost as if you need to give them a little extra to keep them engaged in working with you. And one of the items that you can do, and you know, you can throw money at people all day long, say, here, I'm giving you a raise. But a lot of times they're just looking for other benefits that will help them. And I talked to a lot of folks about this, how in the pharmaceutical industry, when we're recruiting people, you could offer a sign-on bonus. You could offer a company car. You could add an extra week of vacation. But one thing that people like the most is their own schedule or flex time. So a recent survey shows that employees with children value flex time more than salary, and you can learn how to make the most of offering your employees flex time. So the question on the table is it time to offer flex time to your employees? Now, some company owners have added flex time as one of their perks to lure and keep top talent. And according to a recent survey by online service FlexJobs, it may be an option worth considering. FlexJobs surveyed nearly 2,000 parents with children 18 and younger living at home. The company services professionals seeking flexible schedules and freelance jobs. The survey found that the majority consider work-life balance and flexible schedules more important than salary when evaluating job prospects. A perk like FlexTime could be the deciding factor for employees who are increasingly focused on quality of life, says Don Rehm, who's the CEO of E3 Solutions, a provider of employee workplace metrics and manager training. Giving staff more scheduling autonomy sends a message that workers are trusted and that can increase their engagement in the workplace. Now, how can FlexTime benefit your company? FlexTime's benefits are clear for employees, but how can business owners make the most of offering employees flexible scheduling? Turns out that offering FlexTime may also have some perks for your company. So having some employees work odd hours, like weekends or evenings, can be beneficial to your business, says Ada Benir, who's the CEO and founder of SkillCrush, an interactive learning community that teaches tech beginners digital skills. For example, FlexTime gives SkillCrush greater customer service coverage and the ability to turn things around faster because of the extra time employees spend working outside of normal work hours. Just as some employees are more productive in the wee hours of the night, some workers need daily physical interaction and the stability of fixed work hours to excel. Atiya Abdulghani, who's the CEO of Oliver & Snome, mentions Jason Cummins owns All Hours Air Incorporated, a heating and cooling installation company. He finds that flexible scheduling works well for his business. Sometimes my employees have to work late into the night, so I allow them to come in to work a bit late the next day. They perform better when they're well rested, which means a better advantage for me and the business. Offering flex time can be a way to keep incredible employees who would otherwise not be able to work at your company anymore, adds Peter Yang, the co-founder of Resume Go, a company that offers career coaching and resume writing services. For many of our employees, better performance and improved productivity come naturally with flex time, says Yang. Some employees are early birds while others are night owls. After building a certain amount of trust, we encourage all of our employees to tell us when they're the most productive and then to simplify work during those hours. Will flex time work for your company? Good question. So before you consider offering flexible scheduling, it's important to ask yourself if flex time will work for your company, believes Sophia Bland, who's the co-founder of Mock Interview. The company provides interview coaching and conducts mock interviews using a team of nearly 60 employees from around the globe. What will providing flex time do for your company, asks Blam? It might allow your business to handle an influx of clients who want to work with your company outside of traditional hours. Sometimes it will make your company more efficient, as some employees are more productive when they work non-traditional hours. It's also a good idea to look at what work style works best for your organization. And that can be a company-specific decision, notes Rebecca Senny, who's the founder of Atrium Staffing, which provides workforce solutions to midsize and Fortune 500 companies. What are your competitors doing, Senny asks. Could employees' flex time help with retention and attracting top talent? What are the ups and the downsides of offering flex time for your company? Taking some time for assessment is important, advises Bree Wheeler Reynolds, who's the senior career specialist at FlexJobs. She suggests asking these additional questions. What types of flexible work will integrate within your workplace culture and your workers' needs? Some options include full or partial telecommuting, flexible schedules, part-time options, summer Fridays off, and job sharing. So consider conducting a survey to learn your employees' preferences. Which roles should be eligible for what types of flexibility? Customer-facing roles will need to be completed in the office, but employees who work mostly on the computer or the phone can often work from home. And what are your main goals for using flex time? Is it to increase productivity, improve employee satisfaction and morale, reduce real estate costs, or to expand your business's offerings? And how do you get the most out of offering employee flex time? Now, many business owners agree that creating a clear, formalized flex time program is your best option. Casual policies allowing flexibility as needed or with manager approval may seem like an easy way to test work-life options, but that can ultimately backfire, says Wheeler Reynolds. Employees get confused about what options they have. Managers find it difficult to stay on top of everything, and people often perceive unfairness. So decide which flexible work options will be available and then to whom. Be very clear about your expectations, adds Bland. Work out with employees what tasks need to be done during traditional hours and what tasks can be done outside of traditional hours. And use great care in who you grant employee flex time to. If an employee wants flex time, we look carefully at the level of productivity and dedication shown in the past, Yang says. Is the person someone who comes in late, leaves early, takes long lunch breaks, and spends an exorbitant amount of time on each assignment, or the opposite? This helps predict if the person will thrive with flex time. And then, of course, you have to measure the ROI of your flex time. Of those companies that offer the flex, many don't measure the return on investment of doing so, according to Wheeler Reynolds. If you're going to offer flex time, take a look at how it's benefiting your company, she recommends. Pay attention to measurable data like client satisfaction, projects completed, worker satisfaction, retention and turnover, and operating costs. Accountability is key, agrees Bland. First, measure how productive an employee is working traditional hours, she says. Then measure how productive that employee is working in flexible hours. For flex time to make sense, the second measurement should be at least as high as the first. One of the best ways to measure the impact of flex time is to measure employee engagement, believes Reem. When people are engaged at work, they're strengthening their connection with their employer. The more engaged an employee is, the higher performance and productivity employers will see, regardless of when and where the employee is working. For Bernier, flex time has a significant impact on ROI because it enables her to concentrate on running her business. As a CEO, your impulse is to monitor everything when employees show up and leave and if they're trolling Facebook all day, she says. I found that offering flex time and focusing on quality and quantity of work is a better metric than how and when they work. Keep in mind that employee flex time is not for everyone, advises Atiya Abdulghani, the founder and CEO of Oliver & Sons, a boutique digital strategy consulting firm with offices throughout the world. Despite generally having success, I've had to let a few people go who needed more structure than what our flex time remote working environment could provide, she said. Just as some employees are most productive in the wee hours of the night, some workers need daily physical interaction and the stability of fixed work hours to excel. So hopefully with that, you know, that's something that you can weigh. And it, I think one area that sometimes lends itself more to flex time is in manufacturing. We do it. We have our engraver come in about an hour early. She gets started so that when we begin production or trophy builds, the trophy plates are already done, or she's able to get some of the harder jobs done early when there's less distraction and interruption. So it's just something that works well for us, and we are actually looking to expand it, making the hours even earlier. And, you know, it may just be something that allows us, rather than the typical 9 to 5, 9:30 to 5:30, you know, 7:30, you know, to 7:30 even, and get more work done. We've also looked into shift work. Some people have said they'd be interested in working later into the night than during the daytime. So we're looking into possibly accommodating them in that as well. All right, time to take a look at sports in Major League Baseball. The Houston Astros won their first World Series last night, defeating the Dodgers 5-1 in an exciting Game 7. In the NFL, this is week number 9, and the 3-5 Jets take on the 5-2 Bills tonight. Then the 7-1 Philadelphia Eagles will play the 3-4 Denver Broncos on Sunday at 1 p.m., and the lowly 1-6 New York Giants will play the 5-2 L.A. Rams Sunday at 1 p.m. This is week 10 in college football. Rutgers will play Maryland this Saturday at 3:30. The AP Top 25 is out for the week, and the top 10 looks like this. Alabama remains number 1, followed by Georgia, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Notre Dame. Clemson, Penn State, Oklahoma, Miami, and TCU round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, Kyle Busch won last week's first day to 500 at Martinsville and advances to the championship round of the playoffs. This week, the team traveled to Texas for the 8th race in the championship chase, and that'll be the AAA 500 on Sunday at 2 p.m. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Since 9/11, the Department of Justice has made fighting terrorism its top priority.
And 2 days after a deadly terrorist attack using a truck in New York City, Attorney General Jeff Sessions adds,
"Our goal is not to just catch terrorists, but to prevent them from striking us."
President Trump wants the man who carried out the terror attack that killed eight to be put to death, Sessions saying only he'll be facing justice. The man who opened fire at a Walmart in Colorado last night, killing three people, has been captured by SWAT officers in Westminster, Colorado. He'd been hiding in an apartment. Republicans have just begun outlining their tax cut plan on Capitol Hill. A fact sheet just released says it would cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20% while reducing some individual tax rates. This is USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY.